السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters, جزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الجزاء to all of you for joining in to our third session of this year's virtual Path to Piety. الحمد لله. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are very fortunate to have with us today Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Baham Sahab. We would have been more happy if he was here with us in person. And inshallah ta'ala, we pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that very soon inshallah we will be able to have him in person. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Baham Sahab needs no introduction. He is a household name in South Africa. He was born and raised in South Africa and he studied and graduated from the famous madrasa in Karachi bin Nori town founded by Allama Yusuf bin Nori rahimahullah ta'ala. Maulana Ibrahim Baham is probably one of the most active scholars in South Africa today, heading many different organizations in different capacities, whether they are in the field of education, interfaith, advocacy, or da'wah. Maulana is currently the General Secretary of the Jami'atul Ulama of South Africa, which is the largest body of ulama in South Africa. We would like to thank Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Baham Sahab on behalf of the Islamic Society of Toronto, on behalf of Path to Piety, and all the congregation members and all the volunteers for taking his very special time out and being with us here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Hazrat Maulana, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him. Yesterday in the Jum'ah program, I spoke about having trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdoms and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions. Today, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, inshaAllah, will be speaking about some of those wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind the challenges and difficulties. Brothers and sisters, inshaAllah, are requested to stay tuned, inshaAllah. Share the link with your family and friends. And also, inshaAllah, tune into tonight's program after Maghrib by our very own Maulana Imran Patel Sahib. And inshaAllah, the final session tomorrow and the final dua, which will take place tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Without further ado, I would like to call upon Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Baham Sahib, inshaAllah, to enlighten us with his words of wisdom. The broadcast may disconnect for a few seconds, inshaAllah. Brothers, please be patient for a couple of minutes while Maulana connects to the broadcast. Jazakumullah khairan ahsan jaza.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahdah. والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعد الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون وقال تعالى وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَعْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is indeed a great honor for me, from a very vast difference in terms of time and in space, to be able to speak to you, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this interaction of ours an interaction of benefit and of mutual benefit in terms of understanding the Quran and Hadith and implementing the Quran and Hadith. In fact, it is also so ironical that Allah Ta'ala is the one who plans. We also sometimes plan that we've got the schedule, we will do this and we will do that. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ Allah Ta'ala says, you plan and Allah Ta'ala plans. And Allah Ta'ala is the best of all planners. And there is no doubt whatsoever that Allah is that. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Araftu Rabbi bifaskhil azaim. I have recognized my Allah by the failure of my intention. We were scheduled to be with you. I was scheduled, and Maulana Suleiman Rawat from South Africa was scheduled to be with you in this weekend. If not physically, alhamdulillah, through the means of technology, through the means of our sound, and through the means of our emotions, through the means of our hearts, and through the means of our du'as, we are with you. And I hope, inshallah, the same would be from your side, that you would also remember me in your emotions and in your du'as. And may Allah Ta'ala accept our du'as for one another. Respected elders and brothers and mothers and sisters, the situations that we are faced with in this world are at times pleasing to us and at times displeasing. When things happen that are pleasing to us, we are obliged to be grateful to Almighty Allah. Regard it more than what we deserve. Verbally recite the praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Praise Allah Ta'ala with regard to it, both through the means of our tongue and through the means of not utilizing those favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the wrong manner or in sinful avenues, or use Allah's favors against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Himself. Then in a similar manner, when circumstances are not pleasing, we should consider such circumstances as having some benefit which is not discernible. Such conditions are subject to Allah Ta'ala's wisdom, and a believer who believes in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, his attitude is one of resignation in such circumstances. We do not display impatience. If it is a worldly difficulty, we do not become overwhelmed by despondency. Yes, by all means, we are allowed to utilize means to be able to overcome and to save ourselves from that challenge. But we also recognize it comes from Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we do not display impatience. Now, the one question many people will ask, and it is a valid question, is that, what do we do with regard to, and how do we understand challenges and difficulties in this life? How do we understand it? How do we make it in this particular way? How do we regard it to be? Why is it so? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made it clear to us that why Allah Ta'ala brings difficulties, challenges. And we don't need to elaborate on the type of challenges humankind is facing today's time, especially given the fact that we have this virus that has gone, you know, anyway, use the word viral, but you know, we can use it in this way, in a different way. This viral has gone viral. The virus has gone viral. So it is throughout the world, whether it be in Canada, America, UK, Europe, Asia, India, Pakistan, South Africa, there is lockdown. People are defining it difficult to comprehend. And sometimes people ask the question, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, firstly, let us understand. Let me start putting it in some perspective. What are the reasons? What are the wisdoms in terms of challenges that are in this world? Firstly, we know that the situations that come upon us in this world are not the ultimate reality. They are here to test us. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ I will test you with بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ, with goodness and ease, and with sometimes adversity. So these are the type of challenges that come upon us from Allah, from Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So it is a test. And look at this beautiful verse where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the second ruku of the ninth juz, which is part of Surah Araf, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَعْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, upon the ummah of the past, we brought about difficulty. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَدَّرَّعُونَ, that they might turn towards Almighty Allah. Look at the wording. The difficulty was not the ultimate reality. The ultimate reality was we brought about challenges upon people that they might become humble, they might turn towards us. ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ حتى عفوا وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء. Then when they did not turn towards Almighty Allah in challenges, we gave them ease. Here again, the ease, the comfort was not that you are entitled to the ease from Almighty Allah. Whatever good we got, we are not entitled to it. It is Allah's grace. Allah gives it to us for a purpose. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ وَأَمْ أَكْفُرُ. This is the grace of Almighty Allah, which Allah Ta'ala gives to you to test whether you would be grateful or ungrateful. So Allah Ta'ala says, when they did not turn towards Almighty Allah in difficulty and challenges which we put to them, ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. We change that سَيِّئَة into حَسَنَة. We change it into good, into comfort, into ease, hoping that through the means of ease they will turn towards Almighty Allah. They did not do so either. Then Allah Ta'ala's punishment came upon them. So Allah Ta'ala says, the difficulty and ease we brought upon people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a test for them to turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an aspect that we have to keep in mind. Now sometimes, this is a test, one of the reasons why Allah Ta'ala brings about difficulty. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala also brings about difficulty for as a minor retribution, as a warning that you are perhaps treading a path that is not pleasing to Almighty Allah, to make you aware of that that is not good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes us and brings about these things. Now look at Allah has used this, and I want you to just consider these verses in the Holy Quran, which are so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْنِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Corruption has appeared upon the land and the sea because of the doings of people, to make him taste the consequences of some of his actions. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, that he might turn towards Almighty Allah. Let us look at another verse in Surah Alif Lam Mim Sijda, in the 21st Surah of the Holy Quran. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْعَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. We make you taste a minor punishment, a minor retribution, prior to the main retribution of the year after. Listen to this. This world is not a place for full recompense. So when people say you have been punished for your deeds, what Allah Ta'ala tells you, it's a minor retribution. The real punishment, the real recompense, reward and punishment will happen in the year after. This is Darul Amal. This place in this world is a place of making amal, not a place of recompense. So Allah Ta'ala says, when we do give you a minor retribution, what is it for? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, that you might turn towards Almighty Allah. You might realize that there is a need for me to rectify and amend my ways, amend my situation, amend my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala also makes mention that that is one of the aspects. And one thing we must keep in mind, sin and guna causes a sense of disquiet to a person. When we transgress Allah Ta'ala's law, then it bothers our conscience and it impacts upon us, no matter what we say, especially in the age where you and I are living in, where it is propagated that you must free yourself from all guilt. However, when we go against the commands of Allah, it creates a disquiet. It creates an anguish to the soul. It increases and it bothers our conscience, and it's supposed to do so. So one of the aspects with regard to it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us with regard to this, that, you know, it is an aspect that you need to rectify, and you need to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also, you need to amend your ways. Another aspect which is also important, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about sometimes difficulty and challenges to, as an expiation of our sins. And this has been related in a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that any difficulty that comes upon a person, upon a believer, مَا مِنْ, you know, شَيْءٍ يُسِيبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, you know, whatever comes, nasab, wala nasab, wala ham, whatever types of difficulty comes upon you, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it as a means of expiation of your sins and elevation of your status. Now when we look at this, three reasons amongst other reasons, there could be many other reasons that the scholars can bring about that are in the Quran and Hadith. I have made mention with regard to some of the three major aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said. Why difficulty, why challenges, why adverse situations happen to us in this world. Now after we take that, what are, amongst other things, what are the benefits? What are the wisdoms? Why does Allah ta'ala bring it? I gave you that Allah ta'ala brings about difficulty for this. What is the reasons? One of it is, amongst other things, is that to recognize the power and the overlordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In tribulation, one recognizes the lordship and the supervisory aspect of Allah ta'ala's control over us. You know, and that is why it is said that it is amongst the azkar of the angels. Subhana man istakhraja du'a bil bala. Glory be to Allah who extracts dua from the bondsman through the means of difficulty. And this is the reality. Can you imagine if everything only goes your way? There is no difficulty, there is no challenges. Can you imagine how proud and arrogant human being would become? Allah Ta'ala brings about sometimes difficulty that we start recognizing the overlordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a delusion that we feel that we are free, independent, and we can do whatever we want. Kalla inna al-insana la yatagha ar-ra'ahu istaghna inna ila rabbika ruj'a. What a beautiful verse Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Alaq. Kalla inna al-insana la yatagha. And human beings have become rebellious. On what basis? Inna la yatagha ar-ra'ahu. He regards himself independent. He regards himself free. There is no one who has a control over him. Yet Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely in control over his bondsmen. And to show you his control, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّتُونَ. That when your time of death comes, Allah Ta'ala sends a messenger of his. Who is that messenger? Malikul Maut. وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّتُونَ. He never goes against Allah Ta'ala's commands. Whether you want to go or not, whether you are ready to go or not, whether you love to go or not, you have to go to show you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over you. You don't have control over your destiny. You don't have a... So Allah ta'ala brings about difficulties sometimes to show us the overlordship and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over us. And this is a very important part of our understanding. The second thing is for us to understand that through the means of difficulty is for us to understand the reality and the nature of this material world. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani has very beautifully made mention in one of his, you know, talks, and I think he also quotes Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali in this regard, where Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali had said that there are three realms. There are three realms. One realm is that in which there is only comfort and ease, that is Jannah. One realm is that in which there is only difficulty and there is only adversity, there is only challenges, and there is no iota of comfort and ease, and that is Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala save us from that. And in between these two, between this and that is dunya, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us little bit of this and little bit of that. Where there is little bit of challenges and little bit of comfort and ease. So this dunya is not a place where there is only going to be comfort and ease. That is Jannat. And this dunya is not a place where you're only going to have challenges and difficulty. That is Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given both these aspects. And in this particular regard, we understand the nature of dunya. So this dunya is not a place of perfection. Then another aspect is, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about difficulty with the intention of elevating the status and giving reward to people because of the difficulty that comes upon them. And this has been most beautifully explained in a hadith of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention with regard to this aspect, where we say that, the aspect that we are making mention with in this is that reward and sabr, through the means of making, reward Allah Ta'ala gives you through the means of, the difficulty you are going through. When you make sabr, Allah Ta'ala elevates your status. In a hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and I was referring to this hadith, where he said, sometimes Allah Ta'ala allots a certain position for a bondsman and a slave and a servant. Allah Ta'ala has given him a certain position. Allah wants to give him that position, that status. But he doesn't have enough a'mal and deeds to reach that status. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala puts him through certain difficulties that he reaches that status which Allah Ta'ala has already allotted for him, but he can't reach it through the means of his a'mal. So through the means of our making sabr upon difficulties and going through those difficulties and challenges, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us reach that status which Allah Ta'ala has already allotted for us. So amongst the wisdoms with regard to difficulty, one is overlordship of Allah Ta'ala. Secondly is understanding that perfection is only in Jannah. Then also the reward with regard to patience. It's always important for us to remember this. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, a man who remains with sabr, with the intention of reward, at a time and a place which is overtaken by an epidemic, believing in the decree of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and he passes away in that epidemic, Allah will grant him the reward of a martyr. This is in Sahihain, Bukhari and Muslim. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is nothing but Jannah for one who is patient. When Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala takes away someone beloved from him, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala never test us on these aspects with regard to things. We are very weak and we always ask Allah, oh Allah, grant us your favor. Oh Allah, grant us your grace. Allah, grant us your reward without testing us. We are not worthy of being tested. There were people who were in the past whom you tested and they came through the test with flying colors. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. You tested the companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the test about? It was about taqwa. What was the result of the test? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَعَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is maghfirah and for them is a great reward. Allah Ta'ala says with regard to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Allah Ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam on many occasions. And every time Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was put through the test, he came through the test with flying colors. Allah Ta'ala, you see, within sometimes challenges, there is a seeds of greatness that are contained within challenges. And we never realize it, and we always ask Allah, and for me especially, and for our people of our time, we say, oh Allah, don't test us with challenges. They were great people, you tested them, and they came through the test with flying colors. So Allah Ta'ala, within the challenges that were put upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and others, they came through the test with flying colors, and within that, there were seeds of greatness. So Allah Ta'ala said, after he came through that test with flying colors, قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. We will make you an imam amongst people. There is not a divine and a religion which does not have respect and reverence for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the result of him coming through the test with flying colors. So we are now speaking about some of the wisdoms that are there within, which are contained within the challenges that we face. Thus far, let us enumerate what I have said. We have said, and let me briefly just say, Allah Ta'ala, we have made mention that Allah Ta'ala brings about difficulty either sometimes as a means of a test to test us, sometimes difficulty to warn us with regard to our deeds and the course of life that we have taken for us to reflect, to turn towards Almighty Allah, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Or Allah Ta'ala uses it as an expiation of sins. That is why, amongst other reasons, Allah Ta'ala brings about difficulty. What are the wisdoms? For us to understand the overlordship of Allah Ta'ala over us, so that we don't feel we are independent, we don't need anyone. We feel that everything happens according to our wish, which of course can happen if everything only happened according to our wishes and our desires. Secondly, perfection is only in Jannah. Thirdly, the reward with regard to sabr and with regard to the difficulties that come upon you. And then the other aspects that I've made mention is Allah Ta'ala rewards you and Allah Ta'ala elevates your status. Then also another point with regard to difficulties is for us to understand and have a perspective with regard to difficulties comparative to ease and comfort. So there are many things with regard to, we always should have a perspective. Sometimes when there is difficulty and challenges, let us consider it and compare it with the ease Allah Ta'ala has granted us. In the time of Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali, one of the famous rulers in India, it was according to the, it is mentioned in amongst the etiquettes, that in the beginning of a new season in fruit, when the new season fruits come, then you give it to an innocent child who is innocent, who is ma'soom. So Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali gave that fruit to an innocent small child. And he took the fruit and he gulped it down. And when the elders thereafter started eating the fruit, they found it unpalatable. And sometimes you can learn from small children also. They make sometimes statements that are there, and we sometimes, you know, learn from them. So here, you know, they asked, they say one day a teacher asked a small child and said, why do you call the language that you speak at home mother tongue? We say Gujarati, Urdu, or whatever it is our mother tongue. So why you call it mother tongue? So the youngster said, you know, the reason is mother tongue is because at our house, the mother speaks so much, the father never gets a chance to say anything. Nevertheless, what we are saying is, Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali, the child asked him, he said, well, how did you eat this when we as elders are finding it to be unpalatable? So at that particular time, the youngster said an amazing thing. He said, I also, when I put it in my mouth, I found it very difficult to swallow. I found it very, very difficult. But my thought came that, Ya Allah, there are so many times in my life that you gave me most beautiful food to eat, sweet fruit to eat, and I was not sufficiently grateful. If Ya Allah, if one time there is sometimes fruit that comes that is sour or bitter, I felt ashamed to throw it up. I felt ashamed to throw it up. So we must always have a perspective with regard to the difficulty that comes our lot. Look at what a beautiful reply. And this is something that we always have to keep in mind. Yeah, Urwa bin Zubair Rahmatullah Ali, Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, lost his son and one of his limbs in one accident. It was an accident, I think it is to do with a camel. The camel became wild and it came upon his son and he lost his limb and his son passed on. And after this, he said these most beautiful words in a form of a poetry. In kunta akhadhta faqad atayt, wa in kunta ibtalayta faqad afayt, Ya Allah. O Allah, if you have taken from me, then you have given me also. O Allah, if you have taken from me, then you have given me also. He had five children. O Allah, if you have taken from me one, you still left me with four children. And O Allah, if you have tested me, you know, on this occasion with regard to the loss of my limbs, you have still kept me with other limbs. One of the limbs was, you know, was lost in this accident. And in kunta ibtalayta, if you have tested me, faqad afayt, how many times there are situations where you have showered your grace and your favors upon me also. Huh? And that is why Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Verily, with difficulty there is ease. You know, sometimes we translate this verse by after difficulty there is ease. The word ma'a is not after. The word ma'a is with. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Even with difficulty there will be ease. Subhanallah. And anyone who is conversant with Arabic grammar, they have made mention with regard to this. You see in this verse in Surah Alam Nashrah, Allah says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى, with difficulty there is ease. You would notice when you read, Al-Usr has gotten alif lam, which makes it a definitive particle, a definitive statement. One difficulty. Alif lam on both the word usr, which means difficulty. So you see, fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. So there is an alif lam in both the usr, and there is no alif lam on yusr, which means many. Right? It is not definitive. So when this ayat was revealed, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of the home extremely happy, and he said, "Oh my sahaba, glad tidings, glad tidings. Allah in this verse had said one difficulty, and Allah has kept many ease and comforts." So difficulty comes upon us, the difficulty compared to ease generally is less than the comfort and ease that we have. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, ma'al usri, and the word al-usr, when it comes in two different sentences, the same word, with alif lam, it means one difficulty. And the word yusr is without alif lam, without it being defined, which means many, many ease and comforts. Subhanallah. So this is another aspect that we should always have a perspective in comparing the negative with the positive. Another important thing is, sometimes there is good for us in the negative, even if we cannot perceive it. And this is something that has been narrated in a hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Musnad al-Ahmad. Inna min ibadi man la yuslihu imanuhu illa al-faqr, walau aghnaytuhu la'afsadahu dhalik. That Allah Ta'ala says, amongst the people, there are people whose iman will not be rectified and will not be steadfast upon iman until Allah Ta'ala brings about a certain degree of poverty, you know, a certain degree of challenges in the financial field. If Allah would have given him great amount of wealth, he would have been corrupted. وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If Allah would have given everyone risk according to their desire, there would have been corruption on the earth. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ Allah وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدْرِ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala gives everyone a certain allotted determination and amount of wealth and risk Allah Ta'ala gives. And then the hadith goes, وَإِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُسْلِعُ إِيمَانُهُ إِلَّا الْغِنَامِ وَلَوْ أَفْقَرْتُهُ لَأَفْسَدَهُ ذَلِكَ. There are many people and bondsmen that Allah Ta'ala keeps their iman intact because with a certain degree of prosperity. If Allah Ta'ala puts difficulty upon them in terms of finance, in terms of wealth, they would have been corrupted, they would have gone upon, and they would have gone away from iman. So sometimes there is an aspect that Allah Ta'ala knows of a wisdom in the challenges that He puts you through, you know, that you are not aware of. So upon this, one day someone asked Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, that if there is good in something and we can't, you know, perceive it, what good is there if a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi replied and said, yes, if it is followed by remorse, regret and repentance, at-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kama la dhanba lah. So this is another aspect with regard to it. In all of this, and I think I'm coming now towards the end, and maybe another point that I can maybe just add, there are many other points that you can add, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about difficulty and challenges, and look at how Allah ta'ala works. When the program with regard to Path to Piety was announced, so I asked Mufti Kotwal Sahib, Mufti, what is the theme? And he said, the theme is challenges. How do we deal with challenges? And who would have known that we would be talking about the subject, not in person, not in front of you, may Allah Ta'ala make us so that we meet again one day, inshallah, but through the means of Mixler and through the means of technology. Subhanallah. And I thought that maybe, although this was the theme, let me continue with the theme. If it was not in person, at least through the means of Mixler or through the means of technology, I can still, inshallah, what we have heard from our elders, what we have read, we can share it, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of goodness. So in this particular regard, what is important is whatever difficulty we can face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala normally and generally have put the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam through similar type of difficulties. So if you have left and you have been forced to leave your homeland for whatever reason and you're finding it difficult, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was forced to leave his homeland. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam was forced to leave his homeland for various reasons. And of course, the reasons were good. And of course, they were noble. If you have your wife or children are not obedient, or your spouse and your children are not obedient, it happened with Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. It happened with Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. If there is a situation that your parents, for example, are not following the truth or the noble path that you feel that you have adopted, then it happened with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So whatever, you know, you had a situation with regard to, Allah Ta'ala protect us with regard to this. Children have passed on, it happened with our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You face abuse because of being on truth, it happened with our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So normally, the difficulties that come upon you, you had sickness, it came upon Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala to make us that just as when you go through difficulty, it happened to the pious bondsman of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in conclusion, what I would just say that when there is difficulty, we must always perhaps have forbearance. And what is forbearance? You know, the word, the aspect of forbearance, it's an English translation of the word Halim, the one who is always has a sense of serenity. And this has been one of the qualities of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Halim, the ability of not becoming perturbed in the face of difficulty and challenges. Or what we will say in our time, never allow your buttons to be pushed. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most forbearant of all people. He was rarely, if ever, perturbed. In fact, the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba regarded those who were closest to him in battle as the bravest, because he was in the midst of the battle and he never ever got flustered. And this was what our beloved, in the time of when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing hijrat, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was migrating, and they came in a cave and the people were on the mouth of the cave, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was worried more for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sake than his own sake. And what did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? La tahzan, O my companion, don't be worried, don't grieve, don't be sad, don't be sorry. Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. You know, and there are so many examples. I don't have the time. If I had the time, I would have just made mention with regard to one more, you know, incident. There was a Baddu who came upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he pulled Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's shawl so much, because Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a shawl, and when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed the shawl, the welts of the way he pulled the shawl of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam could be seen upon the Mubarak body of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, "What is the situation? Why have you done so?" And he said, "Allah Ta'ala has made you in charge of the distribution of wealth, of the booty or others. Otherwise, deal with it fairly and distribute it fairly." And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, "If I'm not going to be fair, who else is going to be fair?" Nabi Karim sallallahu. So the aspect is never to be perturbed with regard to the difficulty and challenges that come upon a person. And of course, one of the aspects that is with regard to it is always that we keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls good and bad. And wa yamsaska Allahu bidurrin fala kashifa lahu illa hu wa yamsaska bikhairin fa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Whatever difficulty comes upon you, no one can remove it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever good comes upon you, it is because of the doing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have just in this time been able to briefly make mention with regard to the aspect of challenges, difficulties, the reasons why it come upon us, the wisdoms why it comes upon us, why Allah Ta'ala brings upon these situations upon us. And I think I will just conclude with this. And hoping that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make things easy for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always grant us ease. Ya Allah, grant us ease, Ya Allah. Don't bring difficulty upon us. And you know, there were people, as I've said previously in the talk, in the course of the talk, that you had tested with flying colors and they came through the test. Ya Allah, we are very, very weak, Ya Allah. Until we don't get ease and comfort, we don't turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us. And let me conclude with a very short dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. And we make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regard to the situation that we are facing and the whole world is facing, اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصلِّ وسلِّم على سيدنا محمدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا، ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم توفنا مسلمين، وألحقنا بالصالحين، غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم وفقنا ووفق المسلمين جميعا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدي والهدى، إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين، يا رحم الضعفاء والمساكين. يا الله have mercy upon us. يا الله يا الله we have in many ways we have failed to recognize your greatness. We have failed to recognize your قدرت and your power. Ya Allah, your qudrat and your power is such, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِ. You have full control over your creation. Ya Allah, we have forgotten that lesson. Ya Allah, through the means of this virus throughout the world, you have showed people, Ya Allah, your power and your qudrat, that everything happens not because of their plans, not because we are so technologically advanced or we have made so much progress. Despite all of that, Ya Allah, you have brought the world to a standstill, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge your greatness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that you have control over us. Ya Allah, we ask of you your mercy and for your forgiveness. وَرْحَمْنَا بِقُدْرَتِكَ عَلَيْنَا. Ya Allah, the pious people used to make this dua for upon you, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon us because of your qudrat over us, because of your power over us. Have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown us your mercy. Ya your mercy. You have shown us your qudrat. You have shown us your power. Ya Allah, now show us your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. We have heard from your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from your beloved Habib, Ya Allah, inna rahmati sabaqad ghadabi wa fi riwayatin ghalabat ghadabi. Ya Allah, we have heard from your beloved, Ya Allah, that your rahmat and your mercy overwhelms your wrath and your anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen your power, Ya Allah. Now shower us with your mercy and your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower us with your mercy and your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove this plague upon us. Remove this virus and sickness upon us. Ya Allah, bring humanity back to its original situation and position, Ya Allah. وَرْحَمْنَا بِقُدْرَتِكَ عَلَيَّا. اللَّهُمَّ لَا تُعَذِّبْنَا فَإِنَّكَ عَلَيْنَا قَادِرٌ. Oh Allah, do not punish us, even if you have the power to punish us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, la tu'adhibna fa innaka alayna qadirun. Oh Allah, do not punish us despite the fact that you have power over us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us in each and every matter of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Our sins are many, Ya Allah. But as the pious people used to make dua, Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dunubina. Oh Allah, your maghfirat is far more greater, far more vast, and far more than our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our sins, even if it is plentiful, Ya Allah. Your beloved Habib had made mention, Ya Allah, that if a person's sins reaches to the extent of the foam in the ocean, Ya Allah, whose sins can be so many? But even if it reaches so many, and they turn towards you with remorse and with repentance, you would turn towards them with repentance, Ya Allah, and forgiving them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you would return towards them with forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are remorseful, and we show remorse with regard to the wrong that we have done. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, shower us with your mercy and forgiveness. And Ya Allah, grant us good in this world and grant us good in the year after, irrespective of the situations that we find ourselves, Ya Allah. Allahumma wa mabtalaytana biha min rikha'i wa shidda, famassikna bisunnatil Islam wa shari'atil bisunnatil haqqi wa shari'atil Islam. No matter what type of difficulties or challenges you bring upon us, Ya Allah, whether you test us, with ease or adversity. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon the deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let us turn away from deen, Ya Allah. No matter what the situation is, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon deen till the day we die. And we leave with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Make it easy for us in this world and the year after. Ya Allah, grant us your grace, Ya Allah. And grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus, not because of our amal, but because of your grace, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, whoever is in any type of difficulty throughout the world, Ya Allah, remove their difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the congregation who is here, Ya Allah, whoever has any type of challenges, Ya Allah, remove those challenges. Ya Allah, you know their challenges more than what I can ever make mention of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know our challenges more than what we know, Ya Allah. Whatever challenges we have, Ya Allah, remove those challenges, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and everyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this gathering, who are hearing, Ya Allah, and each and everyone amongst the Ummah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, they have, Ya Allah, certain degrees of expectation, certain degrees of aspirations, certain hopes that they would like certain things to be done, certain things to be fulfilled. Ya Allah, aap to umango ko pura karne wale hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who fulfills the ambitions of people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill the ambitions of the people, Ya Allah. Whatever the ambitions are, Ya Allah. And as long as it is permissible and halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill the ambitions of people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are dependent upon you for each and every moment of our existence, Ya Allah. We cannot exist and without even a moment without your assistance and without your permission. And therefore we ask of you in conclusion, Ya Allah, never leave us even for a moment, even for the moment of a blinking of an eye, without your assistance, without your guidance, without your protection, without your cover of protection over us, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, help us in every situation of ours. Have mercy and kindness and compassion upon us and shower upon us your protection, your guidance, and your help in every walk and every endeavor of our life. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin. Jazakallah for the opportunity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.